Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley
and Matt Taylor.
Before we get started, I want to let y'all know where I will be. I'm headed back out on tour in May. May 7th, I'm in Nashville at Zanies. May 8th, I'll be in Huntsville, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
May 13th, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. May 14th, Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, beach bum.
May 21st, San Antonio, Texas.
Howdy.
May 22nd, Addison, Texas.
You're getting good at this.
May 23rd and 24th, Houston, Texas.
That's going to be a riot.
And then that's all for now. But to see the rest of my dates, you can find everything on at FionaColley.com or on my social media, which is just FionaColley.
Hell yeah. And if you're looking for me, I'm not hard to find. I'm on tour with Rodney Carrington. So RodneyCarrington.com. I'll be opening up for him on all those tour dates. When I'm not with Rodney, I'm with my lovely fiance here. I'm going to be with you in all those Texas dates, San Antonio,
Addison,
Houston, two shows at the Riot.
May 21st through the 24th.
That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun run. Also, I may join you on some of those shows that I don't think you announced them out west.
Yeah,
so those will be coming up. Don't forget to subscribe to YouTube. It really helps us out. We've got 500 subscribers so far, so we appreciate every single one of you guys. Thank you so much for subscribing.
Hell
if you
yeah,
haven't,
and while you are at it, seriously consider subscribing to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/rampinguppod. It's a lot of bonus content, early releases, and a lot of secrets.
And ad-free.
Mm.
We love that.
Yeah, so let's get started, my guy.
All right. And real quick before we go, just follow us on all social media at Ramping Up Pod. Love you guys.
Yeah, I love you. Sorry about that. All right. Hey. Let's get into it. We're ramping up. You notice our shirts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Faux pas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a good word? What's a faux pas?
You fucked up.
A faux pas.
Right. Our shirts.
Woo!
It says Brady's merch.
Yeah,
for
check it
what
out.
You might ask, we don't know, but
Brady
we
just
that
randomly
at.
Got merch.
I like it when a regular guy gets merch.
Yeah, that's a good. That's pretty cool. I think everybody should just have their own merch.
Yeah, what? Like, your janitor wears your merch.
I mean, this is pretty sick too. I mean, it's a kid Is this you?
Yeah,
horrified of the Easter bunny. Wait, when's this coming out?
The episode?
Is this coming out around Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe sometime around then?
Shit.
Well, well, well.
We
look at the bunny. Brady's got some sick merch.
Yeah.
And
big merch guy.
Actually.
Making merch is his baby.
You got some merch too, don't you?
Me?
Yeah.
I do.
A lot of y'all are asking about Fiona's merch, which is crazy because we happen to have it right here.
What the frickin'
I know, that's,
heck?
That's awesome. What is that?
Oh, my God. I have these koozies that say you never know how drunk you are until you
stand up. That's
my
right.
Little logo.
Heck yeah. What do we got next? What is
I
this?
I also have... Everyone needs a fucking good old-fashioned tote bag. Vegetables do not eat vegetables. And that is, in fact, a cauliflower with my face on it. My name is Fiona Colley. It is a pun. And I feel
Puns
good about it.
Yeah,
I don't
pun.
Feel embarrassed. No shame at all.
And then, oh, man, look at this, huh?
Oh,
how about
wow.
That? That's crazy.
Yeah, this is my limited edition Pit Crew t-shirts. Actually, I only, as of right now, I only sell my merch at shows. So you really gotta come to a show to get it.
Hell yeah.
Maybe eventually online, but I got new merch in the pipeline right now.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm almost out of these Pickeroo shirts, and we're switching over to a new design. Y'all are gonna lose your shit. It is very good.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome. Oh, I've got these stickers. They're, it's me as a Looney Tunes character.
Hell yeah.
That feels old, huh?
Hell yeah,
you guys
brother.
Wouldn't do that, would you? Yeah, that's me. Let's see. My brother said I look like a creepy pedo, and my mom said I look like a shitty club DJ.
I feel like saying so. Creepy before pedo.
Is... Oh, yeah. No, not. I don't look like a cool pedo by any means. Just a creepy one.
Well, as we covered, there are cool pedos out there. Ones that you would be shocked
yeah.
by.
Yeah. I mean, listen bad. To the last
They're
episode.
Not, yeah.
He got you. Okay. Had you been a kid, got gotten
yeah.
right there.
Yeah,
so I've had those stickers for going on 4 years now. I've still got plenty.
Oh.
What? What?
Nothing.
No. I've had them for a while. So if you guys want one, I'll just give you one. That's sick. Everybody in the crew's got merch.
Yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah. Well, what have you been up to since we last talked on the podcast? You had a fun weekend, didn't you? Do you remember what happened over this weekend? It was exciting.
I opened for Lisa.
Yeah, and then you did a pop-in spot at Josh Johnson's
Josh
show.
Josh Johnson, yeah. It was a weekend full of comedy. It's my first day off in, like, I swear, like, 6 days or something. And we're doing a podcast, so it's not really a day off, I guess. He won't let me take a break.
Yeah, Brady's a monster. Don't put that evil on me.
No, it's a fun ass weekend. Lisa Traeger let me open for her all weekend. And for those of you that have like been to a lot of comedy shows, you know generally when it's like a headliner show, it's like they have a host, a feature, and then the headliner. But she just wanted it to be me and her. I've never hosted a show because I can't like get on and off stage easily, you know? So it just doesn't make sense logistically. But going out to a cold crowd that like you're the first person they've seen is really hard.
Yeah. It's tough. That was her first time. She just went straight into a host feature set. No host set
or
anything.
Yeah, like I went out, called it. I was like, are we drinking? Like, I was that bitch. And then I had to, like, do, like, 25 minutes straight. And it was really fun. I had a good fucking time. And Lisa is hilarious. Y'all, her name on Instagram, it's like... Glitter cheese or something.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, glitter cheese.
Dude, look her ass.
Very funny.
Up.
She's got like a
New York comic.
Very funny podcast that she's been doing
for
a while. It's popping off.
Yeah, her fucking Netflix special just came out, Night Owl.
Yeah.
Anyways, big fan, look
that was sick. And then we got to do guest spots with at Josh Johnson's shows, and that dude is... blowing up.
He is different.
Built different.
10 sold out fucking shows.
Nuts.
10.
That's crazy.
The dude's putting out a 30-minute special every week.
Damn.
Of like all new material. Every single week. He just puts a 30-minute special out on YouTube. That's
He's so
insane.
Fucking nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He's crazy.
His whole green room was good hangs.
Yeah.
This whole time, the whole weekend, they were watching like a 10-hour video of this guy just slapping a raw chicken. 10 hours.
It was awesome.
It was just a close-up on this raw chicken, and his hand's just slapping it. And it's not a loop. He's got like a clock in the background so you can see it just going. You watch the sun come up, you see him in the friggin' reflection or whatever, and he's just falling asleep, slapping a chicken for 10 hours. So that's their green room hang.
Yeah, pretty sick,
honestly.
I liked it. Good vibes.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good weekend.
Mm.
Yeah. You got a pretty... What was the thing that Chloe sent you?
Oh, my God. My friend sent us a thing. Excuse me. I guess some girl admitted herself into the ER because she shoved 6 Zens into her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make her feel so good.
Yeah, she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I told Matt about it, he was like, wrong lip.
Yep, that's crazy. People are getting wild with Zens.
Yeah, it does make one think.
Yeah, I'm actually thankful. That made me thankful that you don't do Zens that way.
I think you missed the rip I was just doing.
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Entirely. That's crazy.
Leave it in, Brady. Oh, that didn't last long. Yes, sir.
Did y'all see that Josh Johnson thing reminded me? Roy Scoville was doing, he did like 60 shows, an hour each. And they were all improvised, like every single one of them was brand new.
Oh, yeah, he did those at the lab.
That's fucking
crazy. He did
a
few of those. I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Another guy.
So much time to just be off the cuff.
That would give me a panic attack. Full blown. Yeah. 60 minutes of not knowing.
Maybe I could do one.
An hour?
Yeah.
But then if you did one, don't you feel like you could do two?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
It's like a snowballing.
But then if I'm doing two, I definitely could do three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think that's what he thought until he got to 60?
You could just do 60. Like, you might as well.
But I'll make a whole tour of it.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I mean, you ought to be okay with failing sometimes. Yeah. It would be very, like, freeing, I think.
But the level that he's at, those people probably are down to sit there and watch him do whatever.
Anything. Yeah.
And he's also just that kind of comic, like he's so fucking good.
He's just big old goober.
Yeah.
He's a good time. Pause. What about Uber? Uber Eats has been wild lately.
Oh my God, dude, I'm so mad.
You want to get ramped up?
Oh my God.
The craziest thing happened on Uber Eats, like not just like the cancellation, like. Uber Eats get canceled all the time, but this cancellation was...
Brother?
It just shouldn't...
I use Uber Eats a lot.
Yeah.
So what? And I'm waiting on our breakfast. It's like an hour late, which is already very fucking annoying. Then all of a sudden I get a message from the driver being like, hey... Sorry, I'm going to have to cancel this order. My dog ate your food in the car.
Jesus Christ.
And then
my dog got into your food and ate it.
They didn't cancel it. They were waiting for me to cancel it so I'd lose money or whatever. And so I was like, okay, go ahead and cancel it. I'm very hungry. Like, I want to order something.
I'm fucking starving.
And they just, like, waited and then finally did. And... why do you have your fucking dog
in the Uber?
That's gross.
Just put it down.
Oh.
Lulu, close your ears.
Lulu!
She's so tired.
Load up.
Yeah. And then, like, you have to explain. I will say this was crazy because this is the first time, like, I've ever complained about anything. Because it was like, oh, you're what? Like, publicly.
Oh, God.
I complain about shit all the time. Yeah. Like, because on the app, it was like, all right, well, just, you can put, your order's canceled, you can put it on a whole other order. It was like, we already had to wait an hour and a half before it was canceled. And now, like, we're starving and have to wait a whole another hour to get food. So I was like, hey, you know, like, this is bullshit. And they're like, well, you know, and then the app or whatever, the automated stuff was like, well, things happen with drivers, so our apologies. I'm like, no.
No, it's
No.
This issue was out of the driver's control.
Yeah, like, it was in the driver's control. That's the whole reason it happened. So
Uber used to be a lot better refunding.
Well, here's what happened. Like, when I complained, they were like, fine, here's $10 off or $10 voucher. And I was like, oh, I get it now. The power of Karen-ing.
Yeah.
It's a power trip.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. Like the lady at the security guard.
That was fucking great. We pull up and they like at Zany's and they put cones in front of certain parking spots to like reserve it for people that are performing. And so security guard moves one of the cones out of the way so we can park. And this lady sees him do that. And starts losing her fucking... She was like, hey, can you move that cone so I can park there? And he was like, no, it's reserved for talent. She starts yelling at him almost immediately. And she was like, that's illegal.
Yeah. She's like, well, how about I call the police and we'll get that handled? And I was like, it's a private property. They can tell you to go fuck off.
He goes, you don't got to do all that. What is this? I don't like it.
He was like, what are you doing that for? It was very chill.
He made her look so fucking dumb by just not reacting.
She like tried to look at us for like, I was like, we just used one of those spots that he's talking about. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's a private property. They can shut down the whole parking lot if they want to.
And then she saw you dragging a wheelchair out of the back seat, and she's like, fuck.
No, I was dragging Fiona out of the back seat. Bomb.
Yeah.
She saw that happen and then started yelling.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, like, that's my first experience, like, seeing somebody act like that, you know, like, this most entitled, like, but then again, I kind of did it on Uber Eats, and I felt when they gave me $10, I was like, oh, like, you know what else? Also, no, but that's crazy. I felt like a Karen, but I get it now. It's the empowerment that you feel.
That was wrong. That was annoying as shit.
Yeah, that one was. The parking was ridiculous. That lady's insane.
I would love to speak to that woman.
Well, you had a chance. She was right there.
Welcome her in.
Yeah, come on in.
Brady's not feeling her ribs today.
No. She's not really here, guys. Brady, she's not really here.
Brady. Oh, I didn't even understand that's what you said.
And we're bringing her in. Here we go. We'll edit monster. That in.
Okay.
Hell yeah, question time.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your wedding colors?
What are the wedding colors?
Green and plum.
Green and purple?
Plum? Like the Hulk?
Yeah, that is the Hulk's colors.
Oh, beautiful.
And the Joker.
Love it.
Ah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to have a real Joker wedding. Comedy. Oh. Kick me off this episode. I'm just going to go hang out over here. Oh. Yeah. It's a fall wedding, so it's going to be very,
I'm wearing white.
Interesting. I'm wearing a forest green.
Are you really?
Tuxedo, yeah.
That's cool. Like, it's like so a dark green, you can barely tell. Black.
Yeah, that's sick. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and a bucket hat.
Nice. This one says, any new knickknacks, especially for mics?
I mean,
clearly
you're looking at it, Papa. Look at that. This is manifesting right here.
Yeah.
We number one.
Yeah. Just add a lot of zeros to that. But we'll slowly take them away as time goes. Heck yeah. A lot of people ask if they can send us stuff too. But I guess probably by the time this episode comes out, we'll have like a P.O. box if you want to send us knickknacks and see them on the pod, since we're addressing it. I thought we were just going to act like we didn't even know these weren't mics. But
you wrote that question.
Yes, I did. No, somebody sent that in. I was like, Brady asked this question for sure. But yeah, a lot of people have been asking about the knickknacks and the mics, and
they've been asking about the knickknacks, the scalawags, the flip flams,
the zimzams. Yeah, we got knickknacks around here. I don't like saying that too much, to be honest. Starts feeling a little dangerous.
Yeah.
You want to try a new one?
No.
Oh.
I'm scared. Oh, I do. I know we like keep a pineapple. No.
You're out of them. Are you completely out of Zins for this whole episode? You want to see a crash out live?
Wait, there are my birds on the couch.
Oh, the blue birds.
All right, next question is... do you want me to 3D print a container for all of Fiona's leftover Zens?
Yes, next question.
Oh, that's cool. What would it be?
I don't want to know. I wanted to see it.
That's very cool. You can 3D print anything. That's pretty sick.
I like that.
Yeah.
I liked it.
But there's a lot of cool stuff out there. That would be sick.
Yes, please do.
Wasn't even looking to the last second. Oh, what? You just rolled by and I'm like holding it like bare, like it looks like I barely caught it, but I wasn't even looking. I just looked up and like snagged it. Dang. Now it just looks like I'm the most unathletic person ever.
What would you want the container to be? Or like,
we were trying to.
What would like a funny thing?
Yeah.
Like if butt you had to cheeks do it. And you drop it into the.
That got me.
Yeah.
You got to put it right in the butt.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I can top that. Fucking butt cheeks, dude.
It was the worst thing that came to mind. Whoa.
Oh man. Maybe like a little wishing well.
Okay. We're different.
Yeah. One of us clearly does clean comedy. The other one does the filthiest comedy. Maybe just like another Zen.
Like it looks like a pouch? Or like a can?
Ooh, interesting.
I mean, in theory, you could just put your old ones in an old can.
Yeah, it's already been 3D printed.
Yeah.
Ooh, ah. I don't know. I don't zen, so.
I think butt cheeks was the right answer.
3D print those
hole
cheeks.
In the middle, you just like
also, don't let anybody catch you 3D printing cheeks. That's going to be, you're going to be on a watch list real quick. Ooh, what if like you could create like a Pez dispenser that's like a gun that shoots the Zens?
I bet they could 3D print that.
I mean, we know they can 3D print guns. Just ask UHC. That's pretty good. I feel like that was a good riff.
Matt experimenting with
dark
humor.
Damn. Should have been a cowboy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith. You know what I mean? Lost a real one that day.
Next question. I want the butt thing now.
Are there any future seasons of Capable in the works?
Great question, Brittany.
Oh, you pulled that right out of the air. That's crazy.
I was not expecting
that. This is why he's the producer.
That's the guy.
Yep.
So Capable, yeah, I think eventually I want to start it back up. I feel like a lot of people don't know about Capable. So it's like, it's on YouTube. It's just look up Capable the series. So before I got into comedy, I started a web series called Capable that is like 3 to 5 minute videos of just like different like day-to-day situations, I guess, I would experience being a disabled younger person. And I think the craziest part about the series is it starts where I'm like walking and by the end of it I'm fully in a wheelchair. And Brady, actually, for season 2, he's in it a ton.
Yeah, so if you want to see the man behind the mic.
Shirtless.
Oh, he's shirtless.
With a mustache.
Yeah. I'm in Sings season 1, too. Song. I'm the cop.
Oh, you're the cop.
Oh, that's the only way. What's, are you talking about the army?
No, there's one where it's, what's it called?
Which one?
Married versus Dating.
Oh, yeah. Date Night, I think is what it's called.
Date Night. Yeah, it was my sister and her ex-husband. You haven't seen this one?
I don't think so. I saw the cop one.
The whole point of that episode is, like, when you're in a loving relationship, your disability isn't, like, a challenging factor in, like, being with someone.
Yeah.
You can be like, can you give me water? Can we, you know what I'm saying? You can just ask freely. And then it would like cut to like Brady and I are on a first date kind of thing.
That's so good. Like,
yeah. And it's like we'd be like Miranda as a married disabled person. She'd say like, I'm hungry.
Give me some water.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, that's all we got. And then it would cut to Brady.
Maybe I do remember this episode. I'm like an episode of like getting up to
scoot down the stairs?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's a great idea as a show. I want to bring it back. Better because now we like know more people that are on camera all the time. We have a ton of experience writing comedy now. It's like growing pains of
it. We have our own camera.
Yeah, that's true.
And audio.
You know what's crazy is that show feels like it could be on FX. Mm. Like the way it's shot and the style and the aperture, or I don't know, is that right?
Lighting.
Like the lighting of it, tone of it feels very FX. It almost feels kind of like Louis, but the life through the eyes of a disabled person that's also now a comedian. Yeah, it's a very cool web series.
Yeah. I want to bring it back, but I've never promoted it.
Dude, what if...
I aim my platforms... So if we can like get that shit up too, if it's like a lot to ask, I don't know, check it out, see if you like it.
You know, it'd be very cool if, you know, like say this show does become something that you can like pitch to a network, and then you can hire a team of writers that are wheelchair bound.
I know.
Now you're employing disabled.
That's always been the plan.
Yeah. That's crazy. I just thought of that though, you know? Like,
should I start posting those on your YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Just to consolidate it all?
It's pretty sick. Capable the series. Go check look that shit
Let
up.
Let me know what you think.
But if she's going to be posting on her page, then that's perfect.
Yeah. Which is worse, bombing or watching the other bomb?
Bombing.
Watching the other bomb.
Yeah.
Both answers are
the bombing. Correct answer, I don't know. I got to watch her bomb the other night, and it was...
You
it wasn't
it.
Worse. It was... Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was like, feel it. Sit in it for a little while.
I sit in all of it.
Yeah, but you don't sit in bombs.
I sat in that.
I was talking to Brady about editing earlier, and I was like, do you hate us yet by like how much you have to hear us?
Yeah.
And I know he's like, I am so sick of Matt just trying to throw everything under the kitchen sink to get a laugh. I'm like, come on, guys. That's funny, right? It never is.
And then I'm like, when am I? What's my thing?
So you just make a lot of noises, and Matt says really suspect shit all the time.
Like what?
Like on accident too. I don't even think you mean
it. That's terrible. That means I can't fix it.
You said something earlier. I don't remember what it was. Like while the camera's rolling, I'll rewind it back in the editing. You said something. I was like, God.
What?
It's on purpose, but it's not.
Damn. That's crazy. I can't. Yeah. I say things. I'm like, shit, I said that. But it's too late because I already said it.
If you want to know the raw outcome of this podcast, just watch those Gen Z edits that I do. Like, that's what it. That's what y'all do.
Yeah. I've learned, dude, I hate my laugh so much.
Yeah.
It's so creepy. And, like, I try to... The thing is, like, I've noticed it, so now I try and laugh differently, which terrible. Makes it even creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bad time. But I'm having a
good time. I hate my listening face. I'm like...
When I'm telling stories, I'm like, she hates it, all of this.
No, and then I'm just a like
mouth breather.
Trying to, yeah, I got, I used to get bullied by my dad. I was a mouth breather growing up.
Really?
Yeah, and he literally used to call me retarded. Nice. And I was like, I don't like that word. I'm going to start using it in my late 20s.
Yeah. Mouth breather or retard?
Retard.
Yep. Well, clip it.
All right, next question.
I'm scared to answer.
How do you manage equal relationships with friends / partners that are also caregivers?
Stupid fuck.
What the hell, dude? Okay.
That's a good question.
I was legitimately like mid being like, that's a good question. Answer the question.
Yeah, Matt, answer the question.
What was the question again?
No, okay, yeah, ask it again.
How do you maintain an equal... Fuck. How do you manage equal relationships with friends / partners that are also caregivers?
Oh, I make her do the dishes.
I cut myself. Fuck,
that was one of them, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Damn. That was a joke. I don't.
No more joking for you, pal.
Yeah. I'm done. Like, these next few episodes, I'm like, man, Matt wasn't talking at all. Everyone's just like.
No, I think that's a good question because, okay, here's the thing. We started off friends. It was, okay, no. You remember that
ramping
song?
Up.
Okay. Started off, it was good, but it was all pretend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Since you've been a caregiver.
Oh.
Okay. So, I think, I don't, like, I'm not at a point in my disability where, like, I require an official caregiver, but, like, there are things that I need help with from Matt or Brady or, you know, my friends that are around. And to be honest, like, I used to have friends that when I needed help...
How many of us have them?
What?
Set it out.
That was funny.
The funny part is me realizing shit's not funny.
True.
I just found my shtick. I just tell jokes and go, anyway. Crowd erupts.
Yeah.
Like, golly.
That could work.
Maybe. It's avant-garde. I'm not saying
you should do it. I'm just saying.
I'll try it out.
I could see that working. Yeah, anyway, back to the important question.
Yeah, my
bad. I'm on a roll, man.
I'm not saying anything.
I used to have friends that whenever I, like, we go out and I need them to get my door out of the car or whatever, they would make me feel very guilty about needing help with things like that. But I got rid of those friends, so... No, I just feel like if they're people that you love, keep them around because, like, they help you because they love you. And I'm sure you're helpful to them in other ways. Like, it's still a give-and-take relationship. You know, like, if it's healthy, it's not one way, regardless of the physical ability or disability of a person.
Yeah, like, everyone has something to offer in a relationship, whether it's physical or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the things that you can't do physically, I think you have an abundance of things where you help out, I mean, mentally, you know? Like, I am so, like, absent-minded, and you're, like, the exact opposite. I mean, you know, I think I talked about it last time. I almost burned down the house. But, like, you're able to, like, reel me in and keep me grounded.
Oh.
And you do that with a lot of your friends.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to burp after that, but what do I know? You know, I'm just...
a guy.
Just a guy.
Trying to riff.
Yeah. But that's a very good point. Like, make sure that, you know, like, everybody has something that they can bring to the table.
Yeah. And don't disregard what you do bring.
Mm.
Yeah. I spent a long time after being diagnosed trying to reason with myself what value I had anymore. But the idea that you only have value if you can walk, like, what?
Yeah.
That's dumb as fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know plenty of bipedal people that have no value.
Most people that they're don't have fast. Value are bipedal.
Yeah. Those bipedal statistically. Bitches. Yeah. We might have to look that one up.
What?
That's a good question.
Who's taking census on that?
Yeah. Hey, how much value do you have and can you walk?
Two questions, one clipboard.
Not much. See you later. They just run away. Damn, they're fast.
And I only help because I'm hoping hot girls see it and they want to have sex with me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Usain Bolt.
Well, I like to go to bars with Brady. And it'll be like, I think that girl's attractive. I'll be like, hi, I'm that guy's retarded cousin. And he's so nice and helpful. And they're like, is he single? I'm like, you're lucky.
Somehow.
Right now, in this moment.
Yeah.
There's a deal.
And then he gets a hug from somebody.
Yeah. And then Brady goes, where my hug at? And they go, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I killed the riff.
Don't get in your head about that.
I can't get out of it now.
Pop out. Put a zen in.
I'm about to start zenning. Yeah. What do I want? As a matter of fact, if I am going to zen, I'm probably going to try BSX. This is Butterscotch Grand Reserve.
There's no way that's good.
I know.
Just to believe it.
I mean, shout out to this pouch company, BSX.
They sent me a bunch of their...
Blue Raz Lemonade?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's like a vape flavor name.
Left-handed. Then they got, yeah, there's a strawberry bubble gum ice, grape strawberry slush, pineapple mango chew, and
citrus ice.
These. See, like, whoa. Anytime when I did like cigarettes or like pouches or anything, it had to be menthol.
Yeah.
Like, I need that burn or whatever it is. It's like soda water, you know? Like, I like water, but, like, I like a good Topo Chico.
I like spicy water.
Spicy water, yeah. I need it to hurt me. Much like this podcast is done today. It's just dark, Matt, sometimes is what you get on the pod. I'm suddenly wearing like eyeshadow.
Yeah, Matt watched me. Matt watched me edit 5 minutes of the podcast earlier, and it really sent him into a spiral.
It messed with me. Yeah, I was like, "Oh God, are you doing that all day?" He's like, "Oh no, not all day, all week, every week." Just when I think I'm done, another one comes in. It's like hell. And I'm like, yeah. But how am I on it?
What's the next question?
That was the last one that you, I think you'll
see. Oh, through there?
Maybe I have some in here.
Those are some pretty good questions.
Wow, these guys really know what they're talking
about. Ooh, I have a question. Worst haircut?
All right, I got... This is a little bit of a throwback. I don't talk about it often.
Have I seen your worst haircut yet?
No.
There's no pictures of it?
Nope, they're ruined.
There's none of this. All right, yeah.
One day, a human morning. I came home from the second grade.
Wow.
My parents were still married. Okay. I'm walking inside and I hear my dad from the garage yell my name and he's like, "Hey, come in there for a sec. You never go in there." And do y'all know? What did
you
say?
You never go in there?
Mm-mm. Don't do it. It's a trap every fucking time. Do y'all know what? Do you remember what a Flo-bee is?
Yes, like from Wayne's World. You know the beginning of the Wayne's World that sucks and cuts, right?
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
He had a like, Flo-bee?
Brother? I think he got it on like an infomercial, yes. Like a late night. Yeah, it was like this big vacuum thing with like a tube and it sucked your hair and cut it as it sucked in.
No.
Pretty sure he was on drugs or something. He was so excited.
Oh my God. I bet that's like peak excitement.
Oh yeah. And he goes, "Sit right here, I got this new thing, I'm gonna give you a haircut." I was like, "I don't need a haircut." And he was like, "Yes, you do." And I got Flo-bee.
What did it look like?
Real bad.
Imagine. I mean, how does it work?
A bowl cut.
You just
cup
suck
broken?
It in and go down as long as you want to
like
cut it.
Like a broken bowl cut? Oh,
no.
It was uneven.
Yeah.
And I had cute, like, my hair was, like, here. It was here.
Oh, my God.
I cried.
That's child abuse.
And he was like, "It'll grow back." And it did. But you know what didn't grow back?
My
confidence.
Trust in my father. Oh.
Your relationship with your father.
Wait, can I redo that? Yeah. That's better. But you know.
I'm leaving this in. What you're seeing here is Fiona's about to steal my riff.
She's about to go straight off the dome for the first time. No redos.
Yeah, so.
I will say this. Being high and using a Flo-bee has to be like a top 10 feeling all time.
Yeah.
I kind of want to have kids now. Just so I can get high and use a Flo-bee. No.
They don't have to be your kids, you know?
That's a good point.
Yep.
Now, why is she not getting flagged for saying something like that?
Did you see my face?
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, no, hold on. Everybody's going to be like, "That was hilarious." Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's...
Good story.
That's... But it wasn't a good haircut at the end. Like it was.
No.
Dude. I'm going to do the accent because I think it helps. The worst haircut I ever had, my mom took me to Walmart, which already a bad sign.
That's not where you get haircuts.
No, it's not. I'll tell you that. But they I don't know. Do they still have
some of them.
Like salons in the.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I go to this lady, I sit down, she does not speak any English, and my mom's like trying to tell her like what haircut to give me, and I have like my hat on, you know?
Jesus Christ.
What is going on tonight?
This is us not drunk.
This is, yeah. We ain't cracked a cold one yet. Nope. Okay.
Cut that out, Bertie.
Not a chance.
So, my worst haircut ever. Here, I got your boot. Are you trying to sabotage my story right now? That's it. Y'all won't allow me to be funny. There you go.
There you go.
Oh, wait. Here, let me turn it around for you. Okay. Ooh, okay. I like that. All right. So, my worst haircut ever was that we went, first of all, I went to Walmart, which is a terrible sign. And do they still have haircut places in Walmart? I'm just like starting from the beginning. And
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, you're having a stroke right now? Oh, man. So she sits me down, doesn't speak any English. My mom's like trying to tell her how to cut my hair. I walk into this salon, or this Walmart salon, wearing like my hat, just like this, you know?
Wait, this haircut is equivalent to the tattoo you got on your arm. Yeah, how dare you call it a salon?
Yeah, right. I mean, the Walmart, y'all never went to the Walmart salons? So she's doing her thing. She starts like cutting my bangs. And like, I can see in the mirror like what she's doing. And I'm like, sure, I don't, what is she like? Is she going to finish it? You know? She just like keeps cutting my bangs a certain way. And like, finally she's done and like has shaved the sides of my head and like left me with like bangs. And then like, cut like an arch in my bangs. And I'm tearing up. I'm just like crying because I'm like, this is the worst haircut I've ever seen in my life. And my mom is like, she's like, oh, like, no, that's not why. And she's like, it, you know, it's he like for his hat. And I'm like, we're like, wait, what? She cut them to arch with my hat.
She goes, yeah, it's for his hat. For his hat.
And I'm like, for my hat? What do you mean for my hat?
She's like, it cut with your hat.
And I'm like, what makes you, have you, how long have you been cutting hair? And like, I'm crying. My mom is crying, laughing. And like, the only option after that is to buzz my head. So now I have to go back to school and they're like, he definitely has lice. Yeah. Every time you saw a kid with a buzz cut,
it's for your hat.
Yeah, he's like, it's good for your hat. I'm like, what are you talking about? She literally cut like the arch of my hat into my bangs.
No one's ever done that.
Nobody. Like, if there's pictures out there, I'd love to see it. But I think that's the only time somebody's like cut the arch. Yeah,
it's for your hat.
That's amazing.
Brady, did you ever have a bad one?
Yeah, I've had some pretty bad ones. I only went to one guy for 10 years because I had a bad one at Great Clips. But a bad haircut story, when I was a little kid, my dad used to take me to see this girl named Logan just because he was trying to fuck her.
Yeah.
And it was next to the movie rental place that we always went to. And one day we're in there and he's like in her ear while she's cutting my hair. And she cuts the fuck out of my ear.
Oh.
And it's bleeding like horribly. We had to leave. We never went back.
Damn. Yeah. Are we related?
Yeah.
Do we have the same dad, Brandy? Awesome.
Y'all's are like way worse. Like your family betrayed you.
Yeah.
Mine, lady just didn't know what the hell she was doing.
That's traumatic. Well, what's
like, because I know he was trying to fuck her because he used to cut my hair. Like he cut hair in the Navy. And so he's a like decent at cutting hair. And then one day we're just going to see Logan at fucking this tiny little shop in the middle of nowhere in Hermitage. It's like, yeah, that's clearly what was happening.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'm so sorry.
She said, let me go grab the Flobee. Damn. Yeah, y'all's is like way more. Mine just sucked. Y'all's is like traumatizing. So. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like this podcast is just you asking, like, hey, what was the first time this ever happened? And our stories are always like, dark instead. And Matt's like, oh, here's a funny thing. You're yeah, this is
so funny. You guys are going to love this.
It's like lighthearted.
Yeah, like I feel like people have like two modes of listening to this podcast. It's laughing and going, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's what the people crave.
Yeah. The bipolar podcast. Love it. Did we cover Zen? We
should start with this.
Do what?
Yeah, we covered Zen pussy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bad haircut. That's wild. Oh, all right. Where are we at on Timmy time?
We're at about 45 minutes.
My Zen just fell on my chest and I shimmied it off. And y'all both missed
it. You know what didn't? The camera.
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, run it back.
That's my brain right there.
Run it back.
I go, what? What was the next?
I think that was, I remember I had a pretty embarrassing story that I.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I had another thing real quick. This is just a quick one. So I missed my best friend Jimmy's wedding because I got shingles, remember? And shingles is it's a form of herpes, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate, but it's not the one you get sexually. It's the non-fun one. I'm rambling.
Damn Why it. Is that more embarrassing?
It is. It's like the virgin herpes.
Yeah.
So I got shingles, which apparently is what like old people get.
Yeah.
And somehow I got shingles and, I go to my doctor and he prescribes me Valtrex, which is just like a common known herpes medication.
Yeah.
And like, as I'm like walking to like go check out, he like leans out the door and is like, hey, for real, don't forget to get that Valtrex filled. And like, people are all in the hallway. I'm just like, yeah, I'll make sure I get it done for my shingles. Like, yeah. Why would the fuck would you say that? And then I have to go put that in. Then I have to go to Walgreens to get it. And they just blatantly are like, Valtrex? Taylor? And I'm like,
that's not what they
I
do.
Don't. Yeah.
They don't announce the fucking thing.
Maybe that didn't happen.
Oh.
But somehow they, because the person behind me was like laughing when I was getting my medication. I was just like,
God.
I think they just said it. They didn't yell it, but he yelled it down the hallway. He's like, do not forget to get that Valtrex. I'm like, all right, I get it. Just fucking dial it back a little bit.
The pharmacist will say it.
I work there too. So everybody thinks I have herpes at my place, like, because I worked at a medical facility.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Poor sweet Matt.
It's always something. Oh, last week, on last week's episode, I was like, I don't know if I could share a story about my mom. First of all, it is very gross. So, talking about most embarrassing moments, she might have the number one. I mean, even my cock being out at Jimmy John's is bad. But, so you know how Lulu gets into your stuff?
I remember the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my mom had like left like her yoga pants out, and one of the dogs ate the crotch out of the yoga pants, and she went to go work out in the yoga pants and like talk to people at the gym.
Wasn't wearing underwear.
Was not wearing underwear. What doing fucking all the leg workouts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And got home realized it.
Because you could just not go back to that Jimmy John's. That's yeah. Like her gym.
Yeah. I mean, she's seeing people she knows, you know, yeah. Socializing it up.
Oh my God.
Ah, it's good to see you. I mean, a lot of dudes were talking to her that day. I'll tell you that much.
Brother, that
I mean, you have to switch. You can't switch gyms. You have to switch planets. You can't switch Planet Fitness. You have to switch a whole other planet. Yeah. That is far more.
That's really bad.
She handled it with grace. My dad, she gets home, and my dad was like, you didn't know. I was like, dude, she just got traumatized in the gym. You think mom's just out there
having a good time,
putting it on display for the fellas at Gold's Gym?
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Crazy.
Wrong day for leg flies.
Yeah.
Talk about a breeze.
Did you have an embarrassing? You didn't share last time.
I just thought of another one as
just now. Oh, you said you're, yeah, and then, sorry.
No, I kinda just now thought of another one.
What?
We already talked about my bomb. We don't need to talk about that again. But that is probably the most embarrassing, like, thing. But I was in the gym last year, and this, there was this super hot girl, like, working out next to me. And I take a big sip of water.
It was
and
then, mad, Oh, mom.
You choked
and
on
And I
it?
Choked and coughed.
On it?
Everywhere. And it might have got on her. If it did, she either didn't notice or didn't act like she noticed. But one guy did see it, and he was like, fuck. And I was like, I know, and I just left.
Dude, something like that happened to me at the gym. Have you ever been to, like, the gyms that have, like, the theaters in them, and you can just run on the treadmill? Mm-mm. This is a very nice gym, and it had, like, a full, like, theater screen and treadmills and, like, ellipticals and stuff in there. And this girl that I thought was cute was on the treadmill, so I'm like, I'll go ahead and I'm gonna hop on the one next to her, and I'm like running on the treadmill or whatever. Just, I don't know. I'm not making ground. I'm not having a conversation in there. But like, what I'm watching the movie, and I'm not realizing, like, I'm slowly shifting on the treadmill until, like, I'm running and my left leg just goes right off the treadmill and, like, just slings me off of it, like, into the back of the other, the front of the other treadmills, like, right in front of her. And I just, like, get up, like, dust myself off. And never went back in. But I'm just running, and like in a split second, I'm just flied right back. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, watching stuff on a treadmill is dangerous.
Yeah. And it's dark, like you can't see anything in there.
I don't have any gym stories.
Fuck.
Yeah. How about it?
This isn't that embarrassing, it's just funny. But in college, when I could still walk, but I walked odd, I used to go to the gym sometimes with friends. And I, like, was walking from, like, the water fountain to a machine, and I walked weird. And this guy came up to me and goes, leg day?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that shit made me laugh
Oh, I love that. But I'm going to hate my laugh when I hear it later. Oh. That's funny. Well, hell yeah. I think that's pretty good, right? Mm. Yeah. I think we did the damn thing right there. Hell yeah.
How
are you guys to the Patreon?
Do what?
Head over to the Patreon.
Let's take it on over to the
Patreon. Oh, yeah.
That was a fun little episode.
I liked it. Let's fucking. Of course, that was a little bit of bourbon. Yeah.
We're not cracking cold ones. We're.
Pouring bourbon.
Bourbon.
Not a true rhyme.
Pouring bourbon. Bourbon. We're not cracking cold ones today.
We're
wrecking whiskey.
Ramping up.
We're ramping up. Yep.
Okay,
hell yeah, that's
you.
Awesome. Thank you guys for the questions.
Yeah, we'll see you over at the Patreon. Subscribe, fucking comment, thumbs up, help me live. Okay.
Jeez. Yeah. Subscribe at Ramping Up Pod, all over social media, all over Patreon. 500 followers. We did it.
Okay.
All right.
Love
see
you
over there.
Bye.
Laters.
We're raving up.
shut up.